this year.
There you go. Okay. So this is a mimer from the Alberti. The Rebbe wrote, or they collected the Rebbe's talks into a few books. One of them is called Likutei Torah, which is very difficult sometimes, very deep. But Baruch Hashem, over the past few years, they've been putting out these Sfarim called Chassidus Mevaris, where they take the Ma'amarim of the Rebbe and they make them like very readable for anybody. You don't have to have any background in anything. You have to not read Hebrew. But aside from that, they take these very, very deep concepts and make them very readable. So we'll try it a little bit together for a few minutes. This is from Likutei Torah and Shir Hashirim. He starts with the pasuk Shir Hashirim Asher LeShlomo, Song of Songs that Shlomo wrote. So he's going to explain what this means, Shir Hashirim, and what we're doing in our lives when we're reading Shir Hashirim, and even more than that, to explain to us a totally new way of looking at davening, at tefillah, different than anything you ever read before, different than even things that are new ways, not above and not above, but paralleling and different than what you've learned already from Rav Kook or from Rav Shimshon Fal Hirsch, or you know, talking to people who have already studied what tefillah is. But you have to always, the mitzvahs are infinite, so this is a totally different approach. L'havin inyan kabbalas pnei shechina. Davening is referred to in Chazal, right? When we daven, in a lot of shuls, it has, there's a little wooden plaque or something, or it's written on the paroches. Dalef nemiata omer. Know who you're standing in front of. And tefillah is all about kabbalas pnei shechina. Tefillah is an opportunity to stand in front of Hashem and be mekabel the pnei shechina. Mekabel the pnei shechina. We don't say that when a person, and the halacha is reflected in this way, we don't say that a person who's, you know, shaking a lulav is being mekabel pnei shechina. You're doing a mitzvah, you're not being mekabel pnei shechina in the same way. That's why we say, even in halacha, as opposed to when you go to do a mitzvah, we don't really talk about it. It might exist in some theoretical plane, but we don't really talk about schar halicha, like on your way walking to do the mitzvah. It might be true that you get a mitzvah for walking to pick up a lulav and to do the mitzvah of Arba Minim on Sukkos. It might be true that you, if you go and walk to get the oil, to light your menorah, to light your Shabbos candles, you get a mitzvah for the schar halicha, but it's not spoken about in the poskim, it's not spoken about in the Gemara, schar halicha in that same way. Even to the point that there are tshuvas, there's a tshuva from the Ben Ishchai, where the Ben Ishchai was asked if I have the opportunity to, I think it was a tshuva that was written to him by a woman, if I'm not mistaken, that she asked, she was a very wealthy, like baroness or something, and she wanted to know if I could either take a carriage to shul. If I occasionally go to shul during the week, I could take a carriage to shul and it would be like a big, it would be a hiddur. Or I could walk, which one should I do? And just like you find another post given the question of if there's a shul that's a little bit closer or a little bit further, which one should you go? So there's always one of the cheshbonos in these types of tshuvos is what's called schar halicha. And the only reason that exists by the mitzvah of tefillah and not really by other mitzvos, or by only a very limited few number of mitzvos, is that if there's a kabbalas pnei hashchina. And there are very few mitzvos where we speak about kabbalas pnei hashchina. A person does bikur cholim also, kabbalas pnei hashchina. And based on what we're going to say, you're going to understand why that's true of bikur cholim also.
Kiddush Levana talks about
Kiddush Levana is kabbalas pnei hashchina. Yeah. So we'll have to understand what this means, kabbalas pnei hashchina how do you understand that in pshat? You have to understand it in pnimius, because what is it, kabbalas pnei hashchina? Dine Amru Razal, and this is already, it's kedai just for this one line. Amru Razal, Chazal explain, it's machlokas in the Gemara, when we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, what does Shema mean? So there's a machlokas in the Mishnah, does it mean Shema b'chol lashon shata shomea? Is Shema telling you that you should say Kriyat Shema in a language that you understand? You can't say Shema in a language that you know. Shema milashon, understand, not that you should hear the words, like the sound waves, but rather that you should hear in a deeper sense, like I hear what you're saying. It doesn't just mean I'm hearing the sound waves, it means I understand deeply what you're saying. Is that what Shema means? Or does Shema mean, and this is the Lashon, Hishama la'aznecha masha ata motzu mipicha. Listen with your ears, you should be able to hear with your ears that which is coming out of your mouth. So that if you say Shema in an undertone so that you can't even hear the words, you're not actually Yotze. That's the machlokes in halacha. But in Pnimius, the Alter Rebbe explains, Perish, listen, Knesset Yisrael nikra ata. Knesset Yisrael Nikra Ata. In the Zohar Kaddosh, it's explained that the word Ata is a code word for Knesset Yisrael. What's Knesset Yisrael? It means the entirety of the Jewish people as a whole. Ata. Ata means you in the singular. As opposed to the experience that a lot of times we feel ourselves as being, there's you and you and you and you and you, which makes up Eschem, plural. There's an experience of the Jewish people called Ata, which means that in this place, the Jewish people are whole. We're one entity. And what the mitzvah of Shema, which is by extension that a mitzvah of Tefillah, is Hishama la'aznecha masha'ata motzi mipicha. That the experience of Tefillah is when a person stands before the Master of the Universe, and Hishama la'aznecha, listen with your ears, masha'ata motzi mipicha. What ata is being motzi from your individual mouth. What ata in plurality is being motzi mipicha from your individual mouth. That means to say that, right, those who have studied the teachings of Rav Kook. So Rav Kook says that a person has to know that the neshama is always davening. Right? Ein hatfila ba ki tikuna el mitocha machshava shebe'emes haneshama tamid mitpalelet. The neshama is constantly mitpalelet. So the neshama is always davening. And during tefillah, during revealed soul prayer, you're actually saying the words, which are actually happening all the time. What does that mean? Was that esoteric, that the soul's always davening? So what the Alter Rebbe is explaining is that there is a part of the neshama which is connected to the entirety of the Jewish people, this thing called Ata, which is Knesset Yisrael. And in his own words, the Alter Rebbe, who Rav Kook was certainly channeling, right? In his dining room, he had the Alter Rebbe, and he had a picture of the Gra in his dining room. So the Alter Rebbe from his mother's side, who was a Chabad Hasidah. So the Alter Rebbe's Torah, Hishama la'aznecha masha ata motzi mipicha, listen with your ears, but ata, what Knesset Yisrael, what the oversoul of the Jewish people, is actually allowing to come out of your mouth. When we're saying the words of tefillah, what you're doing is an exercise, as I'm going to explain in a second, it's an exercise of saying words that are helping you to feel yourself as part of this larger thing called the Jewish people, ata, as a singular. Perish. Knesset Yisrael Nikra Ata. V'amru she'ein chiyuv la'adam b'tfila. Rak she'yishma. What is the chiyuv of tefillah? What is the experience of tefillah? For a person, rak she'yishma v'yizbonein masha'ata Knesset Yisrael motzi mipiv. To hear that which ata is projecting from your mouth. That which the Jewish people are davening for in general. And to subsume yourself in this cleansing river of this thing called Knesset Yisrael of Amasim. Perish. What does it mean when we speak of Masha Ata Motze Mipicha? So he says, Ata Motze Mipicha is referring to the fact that Ata, there's a part of you, right? Yaakov Chevel Nachlas, the Pasuk says that Chelek Hashem Amo, he's only quoting part of the Pasuk, Chelek Hashem Amo, Yaakov Chevel Nachlas, which means the Chelek Hashem. The Chelek Hashem, right? We speak of the Chelek Elokam Yimal, a piece of God that's inside of us, is Yaakov Chevel Nachlaso. Is really that piece which is attached to you, and me. That all the Jewish people and their Chelek Nachlaso, there's a rope which is going up, and at a certain point, that rope which is divided into many, many different strands, all connects to one place in its makor on high, and that's what Tefillah is. V'chol Yisrael Echad Mu'urav B'Chaveiro. That which is Mu'urav, that person who is Mu'urav B'chaverim, who has a lot of different Jewish friends, and who, forget about in actuality the number of friends that he has, but in potential he's connected. He says every Jew on the street, there's a young man who's maybe 21, 22, who's in the Haskolah. His name is Zach Pollock. A remarkable young man who's in YU Smicha right now, and he's an accomplished speaker. He goes around speaking to different high schools. Zach has cerebral palsy. He's confined to a wheelchair, and he doesn't really have full function of his arms even, but his legs not at all. And it's very difficult for him to speak, but he goes and he speaks. He's very clear and he's beautiful, insightful, and talks about overcoming. So he's in the Kola. He's in the Haskola. And he mentioned he gave a shir to the staff last week, and in the middle of the shir he mentioned that he has another talk that he gives around called Your Long Lost Friend. That you never know when you're like, you know, you could be sitting on a subway and there's a yid sitting across from you and you have nothing to do with him, and if you would just go introduce yourself, you don't realize that this is your long lost friend, that like you guys have been friends for a very long time, you just never met each other yet. But like you're already, there's already something so deeply connected, and that's the meaning of Yaakov Chevel Nachlas. So Kol Yisrael Echad Mu'ur V'Chaviro, Ma Shechaser L'Zenim Tzu B'Chaviro. What this one has, this one doesn't have, and what this one has, this one doesn't have, and each one needs the other one. Again, you feel the presence of Rav Kook here, that each, right, the new yeshuv needs the old yeshuv needs the new yeshuv. The people who are digging the ditches and building up the body of Am Yisrael need the soul deeply, need the Torah and the mitzvos of the old yeshuv, and the other way around is also true. Kshiyatzdarfu kulam ke'echad him kol mashlim ke'yadua. And the Jewish people come together in this way, so then that's the kol mashlim of the Jewish people. That's ata. That's the Jewish people in their full function. Ulachin kasher yisparid echad mechaveru be'ezapirud. So therefore, when you have, right, in the Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchos Tefillah that a person has to spend some time. There's a halacha in halacha lemaisa and Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed to just get up and daven. It's asur. Not allowed. Same way that you're not allowed to put tray food in your mouth. You're not allowed to get up and just daven. You have to stop and be mizbonim for a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, kamosha, whatever we can, and to prepare oneself so that you'll have a shot at least that during davening you'll be able to experience what the Shulchan Aruch refers to as hispashtus hagashmias, a removal of your physical nature, so that you reveal yourself as what the Shulchan Aruch says is a little bit less than the level of a Navi. That's in Shulchan Aruch, that's not in some esoteric sefer. To be a little bit less than the level of a Navi. What's the ultimate raya that a person is not experiencing tefillah the way that it's supposed to be? If you're standing in davening and there's some guy next to you who's bothering you, even if he's not saying anything, even if you're not interacting, but you know, or there's a guy sitting in the back of the shul who you can't handle. You can't be so with this person. When there's a period between Jewish people, whether it's a different hashkafa that this person has, or it's a different, he has a different set of midos, or you don't like the way the guy looks or dresses, or you don't like the way the guy sounds, or something's bothering about this guy, that is a surefire sign that if you're in the middle of davening and you're experiencing that, that means that you're not hooked up the way that you should be. Whether it's some physical thing which you think differently about this guy, or it's some spiritual thing, the way that he davens, the way that he learns his derech and avoda. Ukasher kein bilvavo, az humechaser bimezimos libo ever echad. When you feel that way about another Jew, that means that you're missing one of your limbs. Because the ata of Knesset Yisrael, which connects you to this person, you're missing one of your, you're missing an arm, you're missing there's a defective, because you're not seeing how this person is the arm of the Jewish people. That means that in your version of whatever Judaism is, you're missing a limb. Now it could be that he's also missing a big part if he's not involved in Torah Mitzvos, but that's not your job. Your job is not to see that, that's his job. Your job is to see the value of that person and what he's contributing to this thing called Atta, called Knesset Yisrael. And Mamela, Bakar from the Torah, Mamela, once you see the value in this person, so then automatically Makar from the Torah, he'll see himself as being a piece of this thing called the Jewish people, and it'll draw him back to his, what's already inside of him all along. And if Knesset Yisrael, which is just a code word, right, that place on high where all the Jewish people are one. So the Zohar says Knesset Yisrael is a code word for Shechina. This means Hashem's expression of his presence in the world. Right, we speak about the whole goal of the world is to bring together Kudsha Bricha Hashem and his essence, his unknowable essence, and Shechinte, the way that he reveals himself in the world. So that Yichud happens when the Jewish people are whole. Otherwise, there is no Shechina to really speak of. There is no Knesset Yisrael in its fullness to speak of. That's why every mitzvah we say the Shem Yichud Kudsha Bricha Shechinte, we end it with B'Shem Kol Yisrael. If it's not B'Shem Kol Yisrael, there is no possibility of having Hashem connect to his expression in the world, which is the Jewish people. Valkein he charid l'dvar Hashem ma'od ma'od yizar b'nes. Therefore, someone who is a fearful of God, someone who don't think like I'm doing my thing, I have my talis and my tefillin, and I'm davening, and I'm on time for davening, and I got here early, and psukei zimra, and I did with karbanos and all the karbanos, and I'm doing it bekavana, and so I'm good. Well, you're not good unless you understand that the guy who came late because, you know, whatever his life circumstances are, you know, or he's still working on himself, and the guy who came late and who's, you know, davening with you by mincha and he's putting on his tefillin for the first time, that guy is also chelek of Am Yisrael. That's also part of it, and your tefillah is incomplete without his, you know, tefillah, all these strapping his tefillin on in the middle of Kaddish before Shemona Esrei of Ashrei of Mincha. You know what I'm saying? Someone who's charid l'dvar Hashem understands. That's why, if you look in the Ari, if you look in the Arizal, so the Arizal was metakin that before a person begins to daven, even before you say Muda'ani, it's in the Siddur of the Ari, but definitely before, when a person gets to shul, right before, if it's not in your sitter, so then you should write it in. That you should write in the nusach of the Arizal that you said Hareini mekabel alai mitzvas asei shel vahavta reicha kamocha, right before davening. That's what the Arizal said you should do. What's the pshat? Well, why right before I start davening? I understand doing that right before I, you know, it's like if you walk to the front gates of Camp Ask, so you see that right on the front gate, there's a big poster that says Hareini mekabel alai mitzvas asei shel vahavta reicha kamocha. I get that before you walk in here. But before you start davening, what's the connection? The answer is that if we understand that the whole inyan of tefillah is hishamal aznecha masha ata motzi mipicha, that listen with your physical ears, let your guf habahami and your nefesh habahamis listen with its physical ears, masha ata, that which Knesset Yisrael in its makor is being motzi mipicha from your physical mouth. If you get that, that's what's going on. So then you understand why right before you start davening, you have to say, I'm makabal myself, and it's of the haftarich kamocha, because if I'm not connected to the klalius of Am Yisrael, so then I'm not connected at all. So now let's get back to Shira Shira. Ulachin kishispala adam yigmor belivo shelo haguf. When a person's davening, he has to keep in mind it's not the body which is davening. Pirish nefesh habahamis hamisav. It's not the body or the body part of my soul which is davening. Meaning, it might be that which is the picha, that mouth which is being motzi the words. I need that to act, that's, you know, pressing the button, that's making the words come out. But the goal of tefillah is that as you're saying the words, you're listening to yourself, ki'ilu, you're a third party, listening to this shiras haneshama, the song of the soul, which is coming out automatically. It's not the guf which is mispalelas. Rak nefesh chilek elukami malhi mispala. It's the soul which was davening all the time, that this revealed soul prayer is happening. And that soul is what's actually davening, and you're allowing your body to, you're forcing your body actually, you're forcing your body to express that which is inside already. And when you listen to that, you should try to listen to the reverberation, the echo of the soul prayer, not the body prayer which is happening. And what's my job? What is the essential part of davening? Not the words. It's not the saying the words. I mean, you have to say the words in order to make this happen. That's pressing the release button. But the saying of the words is just a means to the end of being able to hear the words. The goal of tefillah is not so much the saying, but the hearing. It's the hearing. It's the being able to hear. Which is why this explains, even though the Alter Rebbe doesn't really say this here, but this explains the famous question. The Maharal already asked this question many years before the Alter Rebbe. This explains the Maharal's question, the beginning of Nesiv HaAvoda. The Maharal asks the question, which is really, we don't have the Maharal, you don't need the Maharal to ask the question, go to any high school and every kid, why do I have to say the words? And Hashem knows what I want. Hashem knows. The point is that as long as it stays in your machshava and stays in your heart, you think that the things that you're asking for, that you're davening for, and in many times the things that you're davening for are really self-centered. And you think that it's you that's doing the davening, when you don't realize that there's something bigger than you that's doing the davening, and you're just listening to that happening. And if you don't say the words, so then you're missing out. And that's also the mystery of how Chazaras HaShatz works. You know, you could have someone else say it, because the whole thing is to listen. The whole thing is to listen. That's why in the Sfarim, Chazaras HaShatz is actually way higher than the Tefillah. Tefillas HaTzibur of Chazaras HaShatz is such an amazing... People walking around, learning during Chazaras HaShatz, talking to their friend, drinking a soda, whatever they're doing during Chazaras HaShatz. Chazaras HaShatz is the time when it's even easier for you to stand there and listen to the Knesset Yisrael's Tefillah, because you don't even have to say the words. You can keep your mouth shut and just listen.
kasher yigmor b'levavo kein, and when a person decides in his heart, he makes a decision in his heart that this is the way that he's going to daven, the yas kein, not only does he make the decision, but then he actually does it. He forces the words out and he listens to the word. Zos avoda nikra kabbalas pnei hashchina. This avoda of listening to the words is called kabbalas pnei hashchina. Perish, listen to how he's going to explain this. It'll change your life. Sheavodas knesis Yisrael, hamischanenes umisnafelis lefnei Hashem nikra pnei hashchina. What does pnei hashchina mean? So I already told you that Shechina means, is a code word for Knesset Yisrael. Shechina means the soul of the Jewish people, in that place where all the different disparate parts of the Jewish people have been stripped of their physical existence, and exist on the level of Yechida, where we're all one. That's called Knesset Yisrael. So what's Pnei Hashechina? Pnei Hashechina means, this is the way that the author of explains it, that Pnei Hashechina means the yearning of the individual soul, the yearning of David Weinberg's chelek, which is, I feel, as being not connected to everybody else, that the yearning of that soul to connect back to its source, right? In the same way that someone who doesn't know who their birth parents are has this drive to connect back to the makor, they want to connect back to the makor, they need to know where they come from. So on a much, much more profound level, there's this Sama nafshi, there's this thirst of the soul to connect back to its source in Knesset Yisrael. Pnei Hashechina means the inner, the pnei from Lashon of Pnim, the inner yearning of the individual soul that's still trapped in the individual body to return back to its source called Shechina Knesset Yisrael. So what's Kabbalah's Pnei Hashechina? Why is Tefillah called Kabbalah's Pnei Hashechina? V'inyan Shmiya Sa'adam Rinasav Tefillah Sa'nikar Kabbalah's Pnei Hashechina. Hearing this song and hearing the words of tefillah is called Kabbalas Pnei Hashechina. Kikli ha-makabal masha besocha. It's called Kabbalas Pnei Hashechina because what you're doing when you're davening is you're basically just turning yourself into a vessel, turning yourself into a bowl that's able to hold the Pnei Hashechina, this yearning to connect to the Klalius of Knesset Yisrael. Kabbalas means to receive. Pnei means the yearning. It's a means to receive this yearning, which you say, well, I don't yearn to connect to the totality of the Jewish people, I don't even know what you're talking about. Well, when a person davens in this way, so then you make yourself into a vessel, which is, that's how you activate the yearning to connect to the totality of the Jewish people. Kabbalas, you're receiving the pnei, this yearning of the individual soul to connect to the shechina, the oversoul of the Jewish people. She'en el levushla. Tefillah is a garment that you wear, that you put on, which allows you to, it's like a special thing that you put on that allows you to soak up this yearning which exists in the world outside of you to want to connect to the oversoul of Jewish people. V'yesh kli ra, there's a good kli, which is able to receive that which is being put into it. And there's something called a kli ra, it's a bad vessel, something that has holes in it that's not able to receive. Asher lo yachal lekabel atov shebo v'tifaltenu. Right, everything becomes everything that's going inside of it just spills right out. The Hanu Shlo Yachol Lechofef Aznav VeLivavo LaHavin Divrei Atfilah VaAvoda Zeh Nikra Ein Zoche LeKabel Pnei Hashechina. That's what it means when we say that someone, there are types of people who are not zoche to makabel Pnei Hashechina. It means a person, right? Someone who speaks Lashon Hara is not zoche makabel Pnei Hashechina. There's a whole list of people who aren't zoche. What does it mean? It means that you're creating holes in the vessel that's able to receive a yearning to be connected to the totality of the Jewish people. Who Masa Yitzar? What's the whole thing of the Yitzhar during Tefillah? It's trying to get you not to pay attention to those words which are allowing you to connect to the totality of Jewish people. The built Yishma Ba'azna V'Vavo V'Yavin V'Shav V'Rafalo. The Zehu Shir Hashirim. What's Shir Hashirim? What's the inner teaching of Shir Hashirim? So there's something called Shirim, which means songs. Songs means the level of I have a song, you 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 have a song. Everyone has their own song. Shir Hashirim is when a person takes all those individual songs and makes into a single shir. Shir Hashirim, making a shir individual ata out of the shirim of all the different songs of the Jewish people. When a person does that, when you take all of the shirim of the Jewish people and you channel it through this one shir, so then that's what's called Kabbalas Pnei Hashechina. That's called being mekabel the shechina, being mekabel this yearning to connect to the oversoul of the Jewish people, and that's what a person is doing when they're davening. So there's more to this mimer, but we have to stop here. And we'll have to continue another time. Please.